Welcome in 3HL on this hump day, Don Davenport, alongside Ron Slay.
I'm in the building.
He's in the building.
Come on.
Mayor is not in the building. Brent Daugherty is off today. He will be back tomorrow. We are actually going to be live at Twin Creeks Marina.
Yes, we are.
Tomorrow, which is a little of a haul from Nashville. But if you live in that area, come see us.
Yeah,
come
please.
Say hi. We're going to get the whole marina tour there. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of excited about it. So.
And I don't have a clue what it is.
It's, a nice little area. So we're about to find out tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't
wait.
We'll
be live in that building.
Yeah, in the boat.
That's right. That's what I said. When we were talking about this show, I was like, I'm going to need us to do the show in a boat.
Right. <That'd>
be dope. We will be live from a boat. I'm on a boat.
And we're missing the mayor, but the mayor is active.
Yes.
In our text thread. So he
says, he is.
Hello to everyone.
Yeah. How about that? Anyway, so it's NFL schedule release day. We have been talking about that the entire time. There are quite a few leaks with all of the schedules across the league. Now, the actual official NFL schedule release doesn't happen until 7 o'clock Central Time on NFL Network. We are going to have Will Bowling and Lucas Panzeca starting at 6 with a little pre-preview of the schedule release for the Titans and a look at that. We know all of the Titans opponents and now we have quite a few leaks out. We'll go through those in a second, but so we've got that coming up at 6 here right after 3HL. And then at 7 o'clock, you heard Coach Mack with Mike Keith, Titans, Amy and Rhett B Tennessee. They will, what is that?
Foghorn, leghorn.
You fought a little foghorn. Yeah. It's a get amped. Go,
yeah.
Bring the energy today, Slay. Let's go.
Exactly.
Hit the foghorn. Yeah. Anyway, I also want to talk.
Look,
this.
I screw up a lot so far. That's not
you,
me.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe Hunk.
I'm just standing back.
It wasn't
That's
me.
Joe Hunk behind the glass. Just blame him. Hashtag blame Joe.
Okay, you can handle it.
Just
so y'all know, that wasn't me.
Okay, we got it. Anyway, so week one schedules, are out there. That has been released. We know that the Titans will host the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, September 12th, open up the season with the Cards at noon Central on CBS. First home opener since 2017 for the Titans. It's crazy that it's been that long that they've opened up the season at home. Now, a lot of coaches will say they prefer to be on the road.
Really?
Because of focus and all of that. Now, when you get later in the season and you're talking playoffs and all that, you want the comfort of home. You want the lack of having to travel, especially if you're talking West Coast, that's for sure. But anyway, Titans, first time in the Vrabel era that the Titans will open up the season here at home. And I think Joe Hunk said last time they had a home opener was 2017. They lost to Oakland. So switch that around. Some of the leaks though, what you got? Let's talk about some of the leaks here. None of it confirmed. I guess here or there, speculation here or there, it's confirmed, but we are always anxious to see how many primetime games the Tennessee Titans get. And you would think with the success that they've had over the last couple of years with Derrick Henry, with AJ Brown and the attention that he's now getting across the country and across the league, you would think, hey, this is a team that maybe is built. I know no Corey Davis, but you've got your quarterback, your running back and your top receiver back offensively and maybe not the sexy Patrick Mahomes kind of offense that, is extremely popular with broadcast ratings.
Correct.
But, you've got the pieces back for a team that has been successful the last couple of years.
Right.
And so when we talk prime time, in the past, I mean, Slay, I remember, 5 years ago, you always knew that the Titans won because every team has to have their primetime game, one primetime game. You always knew the Titans was going to be Titans and Jags on Thursday night football.
Yep.
And that was like their throwaway Thursday night football game. And then you mark off the Jags and you mark off the Titans for their primetime game.
Yeah, here, y'all take this.
Things are changing.
Yes, they are.
I feel it.
Some exciting threats. I think at
some of the leaks prove it.
Yes, they do. And looking at it at those times, man, you definitely had a complete team. You had superstars in a sense, but now you got bona fide guys in the league that you got to take notice with. So with Derrick Henry and a guy like A.J. Brown and a guy like a top five quarterback in Ryan Tannehill, I would think, you know, you got to get some of those games. And I'm out there on the record. I went with a powerful four, too.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
I mean, a real powerful four. I would say three of the 16 games are still disrespected. Yeah.
Across the country.
Would you feel better if I said if it was 16 games, I'd go three?
Yeah. But it's 17. Well,
see, I had one.
17 games, so that's why you add one. Now, some of the leaks out there say that there are two so far. And one of them is pretty legit. Monday Night Football, Bills at Titans.
I mean, who would want to see that right there?
I mean,
who
Bills Mafia with no COVID restrictions here in this town. Yeah. I can't even imagine after a year of not being able to be the Bills Mafia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of table breaking, a lot going on. But I think the Titans fans, I think will answer the bell.
13-3 season.
When was the last time they were here? 2 years ago?
That was one of the stiff arms, man.
That was one of the stiff arms. Sure was. On the cornerback. Yep, sure. Yep. I'm tripping. I remember that because I was at Soundwaves. We were taking a little run to Soundwaves, and I remember the Bills came down in school buses, the fans. Bills Mafia arrived. Do you know how long of a drive that is on the school bus?
Oof.
Hey, man, that was tough, man.
So, uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I was looking. It didn't say Metro on there either. So it was a Buffalo school bus. So, hey, man, salute to them. We can't wait for y'all to come on down here. Come down here and come get it.
Here we go. Okay. You're already talking.
That's right. Yeah.
Josh Norman can wait.
Yeah,
hey, he probably wants to wait.
Take that.
Man, he's like, he will never live that down.
Nah, he ever will.
Ever. It will always be, he'll do something, he'll say something, social media, it will live on forever.
Yeah,
it will live on through his grandkids.
That's right. And, take that.
Week 16, a little Thursday night football, Niners at Titans. That is another primetime game that has been leaked so far, and I like the fact that it's late in the season, at least, because you heard Coach Mack talk about schedule-wise a little earlier. You know, as a coach, immediately, sure, you're looking at bye week. You're looking at when some of those off primetime games are, too, because and are you traveling? Are you on the road? Because a short week, we hear it from players year in and year out, the complaining about a Thursday night football game and the kind of tax it puts on you as a team, on your practice schedule, and throwing everything up in arms.
Yep.
Same with a Monday night football game, especially if you're on the road. Now, the good thing is Titans will be at home for this alleged Monday night football game against the Bills, and same for that Thursday night football game. So that certainly helps. That could be a rough one for the Niners if that one is accurate.
And I hope at that point that Derrick Henry will be going over the 1,900-yard mark, getting ready for that Week 17 game and getting ready to go and push on over into 2,000 yards again, and then we'll get the league MVP. I'm going to get on that train early. I mean, real early. I'm just sitting. The train ain't even going nowhere, and I'm just sitting there. I'm just on the train, just sitting, having a little party on the train.
Who's going
to
be the quarterback of the 49ers by that time, though?
That is
a great question.
Yes.
That is a great question.
By the way, the Jags are favored in week one.
Now, who are the Jags?
That Tebow factor.
There it is. A rookie quarterback is favored in week one on a team that went 1-15 last year. You know who they're playing?
Oh.
The Texans.
Well, guess what? Hey.
AFC South. AFC South.
Speaking of that, the Colts and Titans should be a nighttime game. That should be a primetime game. Because with as good as the Colts were last year and with the Titans, that should be. That could be one of your four.
The rest of the country doesn't agree with you. Todd Furman is going to join us, by the way, in an hour. So we'll hit him with the early odds. And Slay, I know you're ready to pick Furman's brain. So
I need it.
We'll do that. That's coming up. Also, want to talk about this NIL that the governor of Tennessee signed in a bunch of these states where governors have signed happen to have SEC football teams as well. We'll talk about that. I want to get Slay's take on it. Coming up on 3HL on 104.5 The Zone. We're back. Welcome in 3HL on 104.5 The Zone here on this Wednesday. Don Davenport along with Ron Slay.
Yeah.
And Joe Hunk behind the glass for us today. Brent Doherty has the day off. He will be back tomorrow. We'll be live at Twin Creeks Marina tomorrow for 3HL. So if you are out in that direction, come on over and say hi to us. We would love to see you in person. That is, if you have gas. Because apparently, there's a freaking gas shortage.
Did the nation go in a frenzy, or was it just Nashville going
the
in a frenzy?
The nation has gone.
Why is this happening? Into frenzy. I missed something.
Somebody's getting a bankroll somewhere.
Well, the pipeline was hijacked, which Tennessee is not one of the main states that's affected by that pipeline. But it doesn't matter because we all freak out. That's what we do. I mean, we all saw it with the toilet paper crisis, right? So everybody rushes to get gas, and then all of a sudden there's no gas. It's a thing.
That's done.
It's a thing. I think Georgia was. Trust me.
Yeah, because you can't find any.
Because I can't find any.
I was worried. I thought
your girl actually needs gas.
I thought one of us was about to have to come get you last night. Like, you're texting us saying, oh, guys, we have a problem.
I was like, hey, tomorrow, can I ride with one of y'all? Because I'm not going to be able to go anywhere if I can't find a gas station that actually has gas. The ones by my house do not. Now, I will say I have not looked, you know, far and wide, but, and part of that's because, you know, you need gas to drive far and wide to check all this these places.
Isn't there an app that you can download?
I think there's an app. It's really like Gas Buddy, right?
An app you can download that lets you know where gas, now it lets you know prices. I don't know if it lets you know if they're out.
Wow.
Mm, okay. Well, that yeah, that's right. Story. It that's, is a price. Mm. Can I say this though? So I see this story on Twitter. I immediately think of our guy, Ron.
What's that?
Because, you know, everybody's talking about gas shortage. It's all over Twitter, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, so if you just search shortage, guess what comes up? There is a Chick-fil-A sauce shortage. And I was like, oh my gosh, Ron Slay is going to lose his mind. Because to let everybody know, just to let you, like, behind the curtain, if you didn't hear this from Ron Slay, this was mm-hmm. one of the first weeks you were on.
Yep.
Chick-fil-A got rid of their barbecue sauce, like discontinued it. It's off the menu. One of those things, kind of like Taco Bell and the Mexican pizza, and I threw a fit about that.
Yep.
Yeah, same thing. Chick-fil-A apparently got rid of barbecue sauce. Ron Slay wrote a handwritten letter to the company, CEO, all the important people, whatever. They brought it back. Basically, Ron Slay saved barbecue sauce at Chick-fil-A. For all of you.
You're welcome.
They sent you like a big care package and everything, right?
Yep. Yeah. I keep meaning to bring it in.
Well, I hope that they sent you a bunch of barbecue sauce because right now Chick-fil-A is in fact dealing with a sauce shortage. They are limiting the number of sauces they're giving out to customers because of limited stock. This is a real thing. They said that industry-wide supply chain issues have resulted in a shortage of select items. And that includes sauces. Ron Slay, I need your thoughts on this.
First and foremost, man, it's a problem. this is a problem. And I knew something was going on because the last week, every time I go to Chick-fil-A, and I always order on the app so I get my points, I always try to press. I always get two barbecue sauces, so this could be my fault. But I use them all every time.
You use them.
Every single time.
See, I'll get a bunch of Polynesians, and then I won't use them. But I'll throw them in the fridge, so I've got some.
Shame on you, Babs.
Yeah, I know. See, like I'm you. Hoarding.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hoarding. Whatever. Exactly. Hunk's hoarding them.
Oh, no, too. I am. I know. I got a good spot. I got a hookup. I know a spot where there's like 50 Polynesians.
Yeah.
I've got you good. How many sauces did they send you to cause a shortage? Is this because they sent them to you?
No, I wish they would have. I would have used the box, and I would have gave them away free at some kind of giveaway. But I'm saying, not only am I upset, but if you were able to listen to us last Friday, Des Fitzpatrick may be upset also because he's Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce lover like me.
Tennessee
but
Titan.
I don't even know what letter I write. What do I write? Who do I? If it's scarce, I mean.
It's not their fault.
Yeah, this is the people that did this one.
Yeah, there's nothing they could do. I mean.
That's a shame, man.
My wife will get five or six of those Chick-fil-A sauces at a time and use every one of them.
And see, guess what's going to start happening? Now they're going to start charging.
Yeah.
They're going to start charging for the extra sauce. And that's not cool.
You can't blame them.
No, you can't. But I think it ought to be.
At least it's not a poultry and chicken shortage, right?
The funny thing about that, Paul came here and said it's a chicken wings shortage out here. Hunk said the same thing.
Yeah, there's a wing shortage.
Really? So these are two of my things that I got to have.
Ron Slay will not survive.
Yeah, no, I might just melt like the Wicked Witch of the West in my seat right now. Like, it's, I could, I'm melting. Like, this could really happen. Like, man, come on, people.
Oh, man.
Get it back in order, man. But I will say, I saw it happening, and I thought it was just me. I thought I was on my app, I couldn't press more than two. And now it's all the way down to one. You can only get one sauce per entree, which is a problem also. But luckily, I got like four left in the stash at home in my reserve. But when I run out of that.
Have you asked for more than one?
Yeah. And they gave it to me.
Okay. So if you
just can't do it on the app.
Well, yeah. They might not be giving it to you now.
The employee looked over their shoulder before they did it.
Yeah. They're like, all right, checking me out. Just because you're Ron Slay, I know that you're the only reason we actually have barbecue sauce here at this Chick-fil-A.
Pull around the back. Pull around the back and knock twice.
I got you covered, Slay.
Hey, they're my people, man. They do know me up there. I love them. I love them. They take care of me with the sauces. So continue that.
All right. So other that's the big news.
Yeah,
that's
huge news
in our society, that and the gas shortage and everything going on there. But
to me, that's more important than the gas shortage.
Right. That's why I thought of you. I saw
you get
it.
On the bike. Slay's get on the bike. What you gonna do? You can't get Chick-fil-A sauce and get around.
Other news out there, obviously, it's NFL schedule release day. We have been talking about that. We'll hop into some of the leaks and all that. I want to hear from you, too, what you think about NFL schedule release day. What are you most looking forward to? We know the Titans' opponents will hit those. We just don't know when all of those games are set, although we have a good portion of them from leaks out there. And then also this, because this is happening fast across the country. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signs the name, image, likeness bill for college athletes. You saw Governor Kemp in Georgia sign it, last week? And he did it on the campus of the University of Georgia, basically near their football facilities. Like, how ironic is that, right? That clearly done on purpose. So, So that's going on, and the NCAA has done nothing or prepared zero for this, nothing. So what's going to end up happening is these states that have signed this and passed this are going to jump on it. I've heard athletic directors at some places saying, hey, as soon as this is signed and done, here we go.
We're rolling with
it. We are running with it because we want to get all this stuff done prior to the NCAA coming and trying to do something to scale it back. What's your take on all of this, Slay? You were a former extremely popular college athlete at Tennessee. Man, I can't imagine if NIL was a thing back in your day. There'd be headbands galore everywhere.
And they were scarce at the time. That's the problem.
Right,
so,
exactly. You should have made a buck on that.
Indeed. But I'm all for it. You know, anything to one, I think, let's just say, we talked about it last week, and Duquesne was ahead of the curve in this situation as far as universities hiring people. Dave Hooper, the athletic director up there, hired a guy, a story put out by Jesse Washington of the Undefeated. And that, I think, was looking ahead of what is to come. And I think all universities will get on that track as far as hiring a guy to school athletes on the name, image, and likeness, and where that's headed and how you can, you know, brand yourself in a sense and, you know, make something off of it. Now, my only thing about it, I'm all for it. I would have loved it. I do think that it needs to be spread out over the athletic department as far as the student athletes go. You know, I think that would help tremendously. The person
that
pulls
hard.
It in.
Sometimes there's not going to be enough money to go around, though.
This is true.
And you're talking athletic department. Like, obviously, I'm sitting in this chair as a not popular collegiate athlete, right?
Who was just
happy to, you know, be able to still compete and have my education paid for at Auburn as a volleyball player. But I wasn't going to be out there selling my name, image, likeness. Nobody cared.
Baseball's
right?
the same way.
But baseball's a tough one.
Except
for
like maybe here with what Vanderbilt has. Maybe true. That could get something.
That's
maybe.
True. Well, shoot. But can you imagine think. Kumar Rocker right now, name, image,
him
likeness?
And Leiter.
Oh, my goodness.
All
and Leiter,
in.
And that's the thing. Like, you know those guys are going to get a big chunk of it. Like, I don't think it's extreme to say they could go sign an endorsement deal for $100,000. I don't think that's far fetched. They don't need the whole 100. I do think you can give them 10 to 15 of it, and you spread the rest out. Like Don, you would have to love coming in and at the end of the month seeing a endorsement check for $500 to $750. I mean,
for like $100.
For nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Like,
anytime free money,
lace off.
Yeah, free money, man. I mean, nobody turns that down. But I do think you can't make it equal because. What you bring to the university isn't as equal also, so you can't do that. But football or basketball, and like you said, Vanderbilt baseball would be pulling in more, but I do think nobody should have to suffer by watching a guy being able to put, like, we don't see student-athletes pull it up in S-500 Benzes and stuff
that. And with Tennessee doing this and putting down July 1st, I don't know if North Carolina has signed anyone yet, but... Mm. With basketball, you're talking about North Carolina, and right now Tennessee,
Carolina and Duke,
Tennessee and Memphis kind of have a leg up, especially with Penny and Memphis. That could be something that North Carolina now has to do because they're the first national signing day that's going to come around after this has gone into effect because that happens in November.
Although January 1, 2022 is the Tennessee.
See, and I think now they said that it got moved up to July 1. It did get moved up to July 1. Yeah. So July 1 is the big date for a lot of states.
And that's the way, and because you know every university in each state is calling their governor being like, hey, listen, here's the deal.
Especially North Carolina.
Yeah, this is a leg up from that standpoint. But
I could only imagine
Tennessee is now the 15th state. So 15.
On the way.
Yeah, and the NCAA is
still dragging their feet.
Just hanging.
Like, y'all don't, like, they don't expect, and like they had no idea. I'm sure they've been in touch with these states. Like, you don't have any idea of what's going on. Come on, man, you're a nonprofit. Like, that's the first craziest thing going on. But it should have been a plan in place. We knew this at least 2 years. Us as the public. Knew this at least 2 years ago that this was coming down the pipeline.
You can go way further back.
I mean, I'm just saying, just straight up in our face, though, like it wasn't no ifs, ands, or buts. Like when Ed O'Bannon and those guys took it to the courts, I had a sense of it, but at the same time, I didn't really know. But now, as of late, we knew it was coming, and they knew it was coming. They know what's going on behind the curtain, man. Yeah. Hey, these kids.
Yeah.
How close are you with Ed O'Bannon? Before I say anything,
I wish I was super close. I'm
close
not
to really
ties
a fan
Eddie.
Of him
I'm not
a, because
not
he's cost me my NCAA football games, video games.
It's so. On the way back, though.
It is, but cost me a lot about 10
lot
years of my
years.
Life.
Me, too. I'm the same here. That's all I did after practice.
If you want to jump in, 615-737-1045. This is 3HL on 104.5 The Zone. Let's go ahead and jump on the phone lines. Kyle in Nashville wants to talk about this. Kyle, hey, what's up?
Hey, I've got a question on the name, image, and likeness. What's going to stop big, heavy spenders from saying, okay, I'm sponsoring that athlete. I'll pay you $200,000 just to go to my university, even though I don't have a company. Just want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Now, I think it's going to you're going to have to
nothing?
Have. Just, yeah, that's nothing's going to stop it. But at the same time.
That's why, I mean. It's going on now at some places behind the scenes, right?
Yeah. You got to be, so in order to get the endorsement, you have to be in that school. Like, I mean, that's.
I'm assuming that at some point in time, they're going to do something like what they've done with the basketball players being able to go into the draft and come out, where the NCAA is going to have to approve of it, or they have to have like a certain business license or something along those lines, I would think, because he's right, you know. Dan can go now, and you can see Vanderbilt getting, you know, 40 of these 5-stars, and you're like, whoa, how'd this happen?
Right.
And all the pushback is going to come from that, like these guys being able to jump out there and say it. And
well, that's what
the NCAA
it has to be regulated in some form or fashion. And, I mean,
But it has to be outsourced. The NCAA is the problem.
Amateurism is gone.
Yeah.
Clearly, if this is just free reign on top of it, like an athlete being able to capitalize on this in some way, you can't just be piling on money to collegiate athletes and expect everything to be okay. I mean, it completely changes the sport. Now, we heard your high school coach even talk about it, and Coach Smith over at
Oak Hill Academy.
Yep. Oak Hill Academy, and just how different the game is, how different the recruiting world is. You know, hey, don't talk to me. You got to talk to this person, and this person, because this is a kid's handler, and this is their, you know,
I just
this is
the
what
sport.
They
I don't
ask.
Do nothing with the
this
brand
is the bag man. You know, it's just it's crazy nowadays. So there needs to be some kind of regulation, and I wonder if basketball would not have gotten out of hand as to where it is now. The AAU circuit, the agent, the that's my guy, the shoe company, the deals, all of that. If maybe there was a smart setup in place already where the kids can benefit from it as well.
And
there's got to be a happy medium here.
That's it. And the NCAA, I believe.
I don't know what it is, though. That's the problem.
Well, one thing, I know it's not the NCAA that should be over this. I think it should be outsourced and somebody outside of it, because to me, that is the entire problem. That's why it comes into play, because of what the NCAA is being greedy and hoarding all the barbecue sauce. Like, that's the problem.
And the gas. They're hoarding the gas too.
Well, in Tennessee, for instance, they're now a Under Armour school or Nike school?
Nike.
Okay,
Nike.
So they're now a Nike school. That's another one you got to put into thought of, okay, if we're going to go in now and we're going to say, hey, use Admiral Schofield, because I know that he came up in tweets, if he was still playing at Tennessee, hey, look, we'll pay you, and we can only play the university with that we're sponsoring, but here's a little bit. If you get into the league, this is a promise that you'll get more on that, because that could be another way around the whole thing that started this whole idea of NIL to begin with.
Yeah, that's
God, tough. There's so many layers.
Yeah, that's tough, because my whole thing is with the name, image, and likeness, that should prolong that decision as far as going to the league. Like, I think because a lot of people use
You're wanting it, and you're saying that it can help collegiate sports.
Exactly.
Get rid of your one-and-done basketball kids.
Exactly.
I mean, some of them,
some of them got to go.
Some of them are, it's stupid for them not to, honestly.
Right.
It really is.
And the majority of them in any sport, like, when you ask them, like, what helped in your decision to leave, the first thing they say, man, I want to be able to help mom. I want to be able to help my family. You know what I mean? Okay, well, if that's the case, and that's usually just bills.
I want to get set up financially for my future.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean,
you can always go back to school.
You did. That's it. Yep,
you went back.
Yep, I was able to get it. But everybody's not that lucky also.
Yeah. So. Very true. Hey, totally random, but Nikki on Twitter just said, did you know that you can buy the original Chick-fil-A sauce and Polynesian sauce at Publix and Kroger?
Yes, you can.
Did not know that. There you go. I wonder if there's a shortage there.
I bought the funny thing is I bought the Polynesian sauce at Sam's, I think, or somewhere like that.
It's not the same, is it?
No. I don't even use it.
It's like the Coke machine at McDonald's.
Ron, after the weekend, I got you hooked up, man. I'll go back to Huntsville. I'll get you hooked up. I got you.
At least 10.
You can just put it in the corner in our little corner market.
Yeah, the corner market. Corner sack market.
All right, we'll take some of your phone calls if you're on the line. Hang in there, and we'll talk NFL schedule release here next on 3HL 104.5 The Zone. What, are you jamming over there, Slay?
Yeah.
Welcome back in 3HL. Don Davenport along with VFL Ron Slay.
I'm in the building. Right here in the building.
The mayor is not in the building.
Yes, he is not.
We will see the mayor later, though. All of us. We're going to go have a show hangout.
A lot of entertainment.
Tomorrow's show might be a little interesting.
There's going to be food there.
Yes. Yeah,
it is. Okay, good, because I'm starving.
Yep, got you covered.
Yeah. Just no Chick-fil-A sauce.
Let me there's a shortage, apparently. Let me go ahead and tell you, Brent's wife is the absolute goat of making sure everything, like, I's dotted, T's crossed. She'll take care of everybody.
There you go, Kelly.
That's Kelly.
Down, Kelly.
She's on
it.
Now.
She is on it. So, yeah, we'll show hangout. We'll see See how it goes. See if we really like each other.
No, see if y'all really like me is going to be the question. Y'all three are set.
Yeah, we'll find out about this guy behind the glass. Yeah.
Y'all going to find out a lot about Joe tonight.
Here we go. I love
the hunkster in there.
Yeah. Hey, yep.
What?
I will say, we talk about relationships and what they mean, especially in sports.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that right, spot on. Exactly. Then we talked about weeks ago before the hiring of Coach Clark, Rod Clark at University of Tennessee in basketball, replacing Dez Oliver and Kim English left. So he was replacing him. We talked about the relationships and what they mean. And then we come to find out he coached at Mocan Elite, which is an elite AAU program that home of Kennedy Chandler, people like that. So relationships mean a lot. One of the premier guys in college high school basketball, Patrick Baldwin Jr., selected over Duke.
Five-star?
Five-star. Over Duke, over Georgetown, and Virginia, selected to go to the Milwaukee Panthers of the Horizon League.
University of Milwaukee? Milwaukee University?
I don't even have a clue, and I just looked them up. I know they're in the Horizon League, but this young man, his father is the coach, been the coach since 2017 of Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Panthers in the Horizon League.
He's going to
play for his dad. So there you go, relationships. And a lot of people don't do that, don't go down that line. You see Coach Boeheim, Buddy Boeheim's son, his dad, Jim Boeheim, coaching for Syracuse. He didn't choose to go that route.
This is not Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
This is not, no.
No, no.
Not Bruce Pearl.
This is straight out.
This is just Milwaukee. Yeah, like Milwaukee's best.
All right.
This is just it. Milwaukee. Yeah, so, I mean, relationships are built, and we keep harping on that. And it fits right in with what Tebow had going on. Like, these opportunities come up, and you go with who you're comfortable with, and you go who you feel like you can lean on.
Well, yeah, obviously his dad.
I wonder what that pitch was like.
Well, you know what's funny? I always think back to the Stockstills. And Brent Stockstill, his dad, Rick Stockstill, the head coach at MTSU, has been forever.
Yep.
And Brent was, man, that kid was so fun to watch in high school. I mean, he was fun to watch in college, too. But he was such a good player in high school. And, you know, he was recruited by better schools than MTSU, you know, from a football standpoint. Ended up committing to, I think it was Louisville, but at the end of the day, came back to MTSU. He was like, all I ever wanted to do was play for you.
Right.
Like, play for my father.
Right.
And you never offered me.
Right. That's the problem.
Dang, so how cold is that?
That is.
I know. But I can see that as a dad. You don't want to put the pressure on your kid to, hey, come to my, because if your dad, like, you know how good your kid is.
Yeah.
You know how good your kid is or isn't.
Yeah.
And so I can see that, not wanting to put the pressure on your kid to come and play for me, you know.
And it works both ways. Like, the dad would have to sit there and, like, my kid tell me, nah, dad, I don't want to play for you. Like,
right.
That's gut-wrenching,
too. You don't
want
to put that pressure on your kid. You don't want to put the pressure on yourself, either.
So is it, well,
and
is
then
it like
what about the other siblings or mom, if they're involved?
There's a lot of people. Like,
is it a formal meeting, or does he just go in there while he's playing PlayStation?
That's what I want to know.
All right, man, look, nice shot, by the way, but hey. Do you want to come here or not?
This is a kid that's definitely in the limelight. Like, he's number four rated recruit in the class
of
2021.
And I'm sure his dad was very adamant that it was his decision.
Yeah,
he could go
without
anywhere,
question.
Right?
Without question. And you know, he's already projected to be the number eight pick in the 2022 NBA draft. Like, he's going to the Horizon League.
Guess what he's about to do? Dominate the mess out of that league.
And guess what name, image, and likeness would mean for him?
I was just going to say, we're talking about Governor Bill Lee signing that in the state of Tennessee,
that's it.
Is that one of the 15 states? We need to look into that. If it's not, it will be soon. All of these states are going to have to.
I can say probably before July 1.
Yes.
All of these states.
They're
15,
all going to have to.
Hawaii's going to be like, we've passed it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we got sports teams too. Come on.
Alaska's like, we did too. We passed it.
Yeah. We're in. And come on, you want to come play here.
That's it. I wish that goes, man. Like, relationships mean everything. So when you see these guys get offered jobs, and you see guys, dads sitting on assistant coaches bench, and like, maybe something down the pipeline. Just letting you know, like, These guys are on the way.
That is.
Started with the kids of Chandler and those guys that played at Memphis State and then transferred to Kansas.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's a lot going on, more than you think so. Their relationships.
Going to be interesting and fun to watch. Yeah. Also fun to watch some of these leaks that are out here with the NFL schedule.
We're getting closer.
We're about hour 45 away. Mm-hmm. From the official release of the entire schedule, and then we can all jump in and analyze it and talk about what's good and what's not good and all of that. We do know the Titans will open up the season at home at Nissan Stadium against the Arizona Cardinals. That is the one definite that is out there. Week one schedule's released. We have Todd Furman coming up at 5:20 from Bet the Board podcast, and so we will ask him about some of the early odds and schedule making, kind of what you're going to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. Also going to ask him about the entire Kentucky Derby debacle how books kind of react to that.
What does that mean?
And look at that. I mean, obviously, we know those that got paid out, and those that, you know, bet on the other horse did not get paid out, right. Even though that was later a winner. It's done. Completely done, but definitely want to get his take on that. So that's coming up at 5:20. We will tell you about all of the leaks that are out there. Maybe two primetime games for the Titans.
Maybe four.
Slay's going four. I don't know what he's eating over there. We're back right after this for a 5 o'clock hour on 3HL 104.5 The Zone.